This is Meredith Sisko for these Ozark Hills. I've just come in from the garden where I finally, with help, evicted the last of the weeds where my cucumbers, beans, and winter squash should already be in and growing up to my chin or beyond. One of the most aggravating things about getting old is that one is apt to run out of steam long before the things that steam was supposed to accomplish get done. So I have great green tomatoes, lovely green and red cabbages just about to head up, and robust eggplants and pepper plants gathering their steam, getting ready to make splendid things like tabbouleh and baba ganoush, and potatoes. I have wonderful potatoes of a half dozen varieties, blooming their majestic heads off. All well and good, but then came the rains, and then a deadline arrived, and then I got to go out and tell some stories, and of course then came the heat to deal with. And while I was doing that, the weeds did what they always do. They got way out ahead of me. Then I did what I always do. I groused and ground my teeth and whittled away at them, cleaning up enough greenery to fill a bushel basket and open up enough ground to stick in a poor little trio of root-bound red cabbages that were suffering. Then, of course, I was off and spent another week away and came back with two more tomatoes, forced on me by another gardener who was shocked, I tell you, upon hearing that I had failed to plant Paul Robesons. Of course, I had managed to tuck in two black crims, a German Johnson, a green zebra, three Rutgers, three early Cascades, and some mystery volunteers, some illegal immigrants coming from God knows where and with who knows what intentions. But no, I had to try Paul. And so I had to try to find a space for him, twice. And there was another thing. I had searched for and found at the Baker Creek spring thing a number of starts of an old sweet potato variety called Oakleaf. I'd grown them years ago and remembered well their beauty and delicious stringless flesh. My pal Pat wanted some too, but didn't have space for them. She came over and we repurposed a large bed I'd meant for some Yukon Golds, normally my favorite, but good grief, I already had six varieties of Irish potatoes, what did I need with another? So we popped those beautiful little oak leaf starts into that bed. She spread a 5-gallon bucket of worm castings over the bed, and we topped it off with well-rotted red clover hay for mulch. They're looking great. So are the watermelon and possibly cantaloupe plants from the seeds left among the worm castings. I can't leave them there, or they'll use up all the nutrients meant for the yams, but weeds have taken the only place where they could be transplanted to. Well, I know there are times when one might ask, where are friends when you need them, but today it didn't even come up. This was because yesterday evening, about supper time, up popped a longtime friend traveling back home from a vacation. She enjoyed a visit with old friends, but then had been 5 hours on the road. I need to stop and move around some, she said. Need any help in the garden or somewhere? I tell you, I almost heard little angelic voices singing in harmony. I'm sure that's what it was. Mosquitoes can sing that high, but they seem incapable of harmonizing on any level, in my experience. So this morning, after coffee, we met in the garden and murdered giant pigweeds and pulled up grasses and made ready the waiting seed bed. And just as soon as I get through with this remarkably true story, we're going to go back out and move those watermelons, and I'll be even happier than I am right now. Of course, my visiting friend, when I was blabbering on over how absolutely tickled I was about getting those weeds out and seeds in with watermelon for next month's dessert, she said, you know, of course, that what you're going through right now is being caused by dirt. It's true, she said. Science has actually identified a relationship between friendly soil microbes and happiness. Apparently, they can actually make you happier and smarter just from having your hands in the dirt. Well, I was a loss for words and became more so the more I thought about it. It's true that as a person gets older, they invariably have a growing load of memories, unfortunate events, and bad choices that accumulate and drag along behind them, like the tin can somebody ties to the back of the car the newlyweds drive off into their new life, only much, much farther down the road. I don't really think of it as depression in the clinical sense, but just an accumulating sadness that manifests as us trying to stay busy all the time. Like that perennially quoted nugget from baseball legend Satchel Paige that goes, don't look back, something might be gaining on you. So, is that the cause of my frequent pose, staring out the window, looking over my coffee cup at the ever-changing garden, feeling this longing for something inexpressible that I somehow intuitively know will bring sunshine into my day? Bacteria? tiny little invisible motes left by some ineffable presence whose purpose is simply to give us free access to joy? Just because? Imagine that. All the troubles of the world that grow out of our differences about religion and such, our beliefs about who God is and what he or she wants from us, and who is worthy and who gets to go to heaven, and who is shut out because their God is too mean or too unforgiving to welcome all of his children home. Well, I have a thought about that. What if God is bigger than that? What if that simple aphorism is true, that we are nearer God's heart in a garden than anywhere else? And if that's so, if that's what that first garden was meant to tell us, then why on earth are we spending all our time fighting when there are gardens to plant and soil to get our hands into, oblivious to our differences because we're too busy scooping up invisible living pieces of joy, of God, by the handful? So is that too crazy? Too simple to be true? Well, science won't tell us what to believe about it. It's just soil microbes hanging around waiting to make us happier and smarter. No big deal, maybe. Maybe we should just stick to our pride and our resentments and our very deep, very important differences. I don't know. I don't care. This is Meredith Sisko for these Ozark Hills, and I'm going out to the garden and see if I can trade me some bean seeds for a little more joy. You care to join me?